Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I recently returned from an event in Sacramento honoring a veteran from each of the assembly districts in California. This year, our assembly member, Jim Wood, chose my father-in-law, Tom McMahon, to be Veteran of the Year for District 2. This was the 10th year for the event, which has honored hundreds of veterans for their sacrifices for our country and state. Members from each branch of service were honored, which included a photo with their assembly member on the assembly floor, a resolution from State Assembly, and a luncheon. The luncheon was sponsored by numerous veterans groups, which included the American Legion, AMVETS, Association of County Veterans Services, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Vietnam Veterans of America, along with numerous other trade organizations and companies. Veterans in attendance represented wars and conflicts our country has been involved in since World War II, including the Korean War, Vietnam War, Gulf War, the Cold War, and our current conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. My father-in-law, Tom McMahon, was 17 when he enlisted in the Army Air Corps and served as a tail gunner in a B-17 Flying Fortress. He was shot down and spent his 18th birthday in a POW camp. Tom escaped a few times and worked with the French underground before being recaptured. He was liberated by the Russian Army and eventually returned home to a family who believed he had died when his plane went down. When my wife and I went to the event, we thought Tom would be the oldest honoree at 92 years old. To our surprise, we sat with a veteran from World War II who was involved in the invasion on D-Day and the liberation of concentration camps at the conclusion of the war. This great veteran was 102 years old and was extremely sharp for his advanced years. They called those who answered the call during World War II the greatest generation for a reason. I grew up on the stories and concerns of those who served. My father was a B-17 pilot during the war, and both he and my father-in-law may have crossed paths during that tumultuous time in history. Men and women have answered the call to service throughout the history of our country and deserve our respect. Regardless of the conflict or if their service was during peacetime, each one knew the price they could possibly pay for keeping the freedoms we enjoy today. So let's not forget our veterans for their service and sacrifices for our freedoms. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.